Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You want to continue, Tim Swartz, about those instances you were referring to in our previous segment?
Right. They're referred to as needle attacks, and they get a lot of media attention, especially in the UK, about this time last year, I think starting in the spring of 2022. And it usually involved young ladies in clubs, and they would feel like a prick or something like that, you know, like something stinging them like a needle. And a lot of them would then go unconscious, and their friends would take them to the hospital, and they couldn't find, you know, they'd never be able to find any reason why they did so, but oftentimes they'd find like a bruise or, you know, like a needle mark on them. The BBC covered this extensively at the time, and then it moved into France and then other countries in Europe, all having the same kind of modus operandi. You know, it's just a very going within the paranoia of women in bars who are having their drinks spiked. So, but yeah, rather than just, you know, they eliminate the middleman and just go right for the blood.
So this was last year.
Yes. Yeah. Some of the cases look like they were in like January of 22, and then there were a lot of them in June, November, times like that.
Now, I chronicled needle attacks in my book. They occurred in 1913 in New York City, I believe. New York City, always young single females. They were pricked. And they never saw anybody do it. They would have bruises, and some were drugged. Some fell unconscious. That's weird. That's strange.
Like a lot of the cases that you cover with the needle attacks, the more modern versions, near the end of them, the police and specialists, you know, as they referred to them, psychologists, started saying that, well, it's not really happening. It's just mass hysteria.
Yeah. Well, like I said, with the Gasser attacks, the Mattoon, Illinois Gasser, Butterworth County Gasser, really the Phantom Sniper, any Phantom whatever attacks, started out initially as you know, real stories, and then it devolved into paranoia. So, yeah, that's the same as the 1913 needle attacks. Yeah, it kind of turned into paranoia. But, yeah, it's interesting.
You bring up the Mad Gasser of Mattoon, which is, you know, it's a fascinating story, but you also include other cases that I didn't realize had been going on before, and I think there was even some cases after that in different locations.
Yeah, two Gasser phantoms, yeah, Virginia. Then in, this happened in Butterworth County, and then in Roanoke, about the same time as these attacks, a kid was shot in the heart and killed by 22. I don't think anybody heard the shot, didn't see anybody. He just dropped in with a 22 in his heart. Mysterious case. Of course, it might not have been related, but I thought, but I included it in my book anyway. And it is a little weird. But if it is part of the Phantom assailants, is the first time somebody was killed. But it may be unrelated, but I included it in my book anyway. But when I was doing research, I was coming across all kinds of, you know, I would get newspaper microfilm from different cities, come across all kinds of great stuff. In fact, I have in a folder, I was going to include it in my book. I don't know why I didn't. It was January, February of 1954 in, we're in South Carolina, upstate. There was a UFO flap. Okay. At the same time, in the same area, cows were dropping dead, not being mutilated, but dropping dead. Maybe they were eating tainted food, tainted feed. And then a mysterious cat was lurking around the same area, killing sheep. Then in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, in March, more sheep killings. And this creature became known as the Bladenboro Vampire. He supposedly killed sheep and drained their blood. But all this was it's a concurrence of UFOs, dead cows, cryptids all coming together. And so I should have included that in my book. Maybe I'm planning to write another book or come out with a blog and have articles about all this stuff.
I want to ask you about that since you raised it here in a couple of areas. Cattle mutilations. Did you ever read a book called Stalking the Herd from Christopher O'Brien?
No, but I know about it. It's on my buy list. Yeah, I've heard about it, yeah. I haven't read it.
Chris was the co-host of the show for about 8 years, so we know it well. And when that book was being put together, I kind of resurrected some of my old skills at desktop publishing and layout and helped him out. So I have a minor contribution to the book, but it's something I would definitely recommend to you.
Yeah, I came across that not long, maybe a couple months ago, because I was doing some little bit of research on cattle mutilations. And I saw that book, and it's on my to-get list. Some of the cattle mutilations may be predators. I think most seem to be quite rather bizarre.
Tell you what, Dennis, make the offer publicly. Send me an email when you get a chance after the show. I'll forward it to Chris, and we'll see what we can work out for you, okay?
Okay, great, yeah. Yeah, I'd like to get a copy of that, yeah. Great.
I'll let Chris know. Anyway, I wanted to proceed with this because we're talking about areas that seem to have a confluence of events, like cryptids and UFOs, even ghosts and such. Why do you think these things seem to converge in certain areas?
Well, if it's stemming from the same source, I think it's only natural that there'd be a confluence of events. This is the first case where I've seen where supposedly UFOs and Bigfoot have been seen together, but I haven't looked into that, how much validity there are to these stories, and I'm not one to go out and believe anything at first face value. But you know, this story I dug up from Horry Herald somewhere in South Carolina. I'm looking at the microfilm, the photocopies right now. It's a big UFO flap in that area, plus a mystery cat. And then cows dropping dead. But it's only natural that there would be a confluence of the different types of manifestations. Like I said, there's five. Then there's another case. I don't know if I included it in my book or not. UFOs over a city. Then there were some mysterious attacks at the same time. People were getting concussions inside their homes. Like I said, I should have done my homework. But, it's not surprising to me that all these different types of manifestations are coming together. It sounds kooky. I'm sure the people listening to this think I'm, escaping a psychiatric ward. But I've been studying UFOs on and off since, almost 60 years. This is what it has led me to. I more or less developed this belief. I think I mentioned it to your wife, your first wife, because we were corresponding quite a bit, sending each other long letters about what we think was happening. I think I developed this theory back then.
Well, it is certainly true that there was a convergence of different ideas back in the early days, back in the days that you were corresponding with us, Dennis, and that was a fascinating universe back then. It's even hard to convey it to our listeners to give you a chance of the experiences that we've had way back when, especially if you're really young. Hey, we got more to come with Dennis and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So I take it, based on your theories here, that you don't believe in UFOs from other dimensions.
No.
Do you believe in a multiverse? Do you think there are other dimensions out there?
I think that's too speculative. I think we talked about Greenfield. Well, you were the co-author of the alternate reality theory.
With Alan Greenfield, yes.
Yeah.
He did more of it than I did. but I was there at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting theory. I would like to believe it. Like you know, if there's an anti-Earth that where magic, you know, rules over physical laws. But I see no evidence for that, unfortunately. Except in, I know it's a theme for a lot of fantasy fiction. Talked about Jack of Shadows by Roger. Roger Zelazny. And the Three Hearts, Three Lions. And all this. Fortunately, I see no evidence for that. I particularly don't like this theory. I don't like it. I'd rather have UFOs come from space. I mean, it'd be incredible. I really don't like this theory, but it's what the evidence leads me to believe. Yeah. I wish they were from space. I wish maybe one day they would land in, like in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and, you know, we could be, you know, I know I digress a lot. I worked with a lady who worked at a real estate company in Clear Lake, which is outside Houston, which was owned by a wife of a shuttle astronaut. This astronaut, I think his name was, she said Chaffee, I could be wrong, I don't know if he's a shuttle astronaut or what. He was talking to the employees about extraterrestrial life. He said that NASA knows about life in other worlds, that remember the Federation in Star Trek of planets? They have a federation, and they want Earth to join, and they're giving us reverse engineering so we can fly into space one day, which I don't believe. I tell you what I think might be happening. A lot of people who work in the military who have security clearances become interested in UFOs. They fall through this rabbit hole and end up in UFO wonderland. It's Bob Lazar, Emory Smith, David Adair, another guy who's a retired colonel who saw alien bodies, and there's other people here.
When you talk about people. A retired colonel, are you talking about Philip Corso?
Yeah, that's it.
He's no longer around, unfortunately, to deal with this.
Oh, okay.
A lot of legitimate criticisms that came our way about him. What about, in the current news, this alleged UFO whistleblower, UAP whistleblower, David Grush, a retired major?
Like I said, somebody who's fell through the rabbit hole. They get interested in UFOs. They go into the UFO wonderland. Because they're trying to impress their other ufologists. Oh, I have this information. There's a lot of examples. Who was this? It was William Moore. He thought he had a government employee. He thought he had evidence of a crashed saucer, but he wouldn't give it to anybody. He said, I have evidence, but I'm not going to show you. Richard C. Dory was another one. Who contacted a lady who did the film An Alien Harvest on cattle mutilation, said, well, I have a video of alien bodies and all this, but you're not going to see it right now. There's others. Dr. Bruce McAbee.
Bruce McAbee?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know him?
Yeah, I know him. He's been on the show a few times. I was concerned about the fact that he bought into the Gulf Breeze UFO flap, and this goes back to the 1980s, and Ed Walters, whom they used to call Mr. Ed, to imitate the name of the talking horse. But that bothered me, because he seems such a serious guy, and certainly has the credentials. Now, getting back, though, to the UFO whistleblower, David Grush, falling into the rabbit hole, this guy has testified before Congress under oath, important, under oath. He could, if he's lying, you know, that's perjury. He could be tried for it, and people have him gone to jail for it. So he's saying that he knew people within the military who had evidence of crashed spaceships, reverse engineering of spaceships, and alien bodies. Do you think that's all made up, or is that the rabbit hole?
It's a rabbit hole. I'm sure he's, I don't know if he saw the, I haven't done my homework on his claims. Did he see these bodies or just was told about them? If he was told about them, just told about them, I'm sure he met people who fell through the rabbit hole.
He was told about it. I don't think he testified that he actually saw any of this.
I'm sure he did meet people who said that. Like I said, I worked with a guy who said his grandfather saw bodies at Wright-Patterson, which I thought at first he was being sincere, then he was telling me other wild stories. But maybe his grandfather was another one who fell through the rabbit hole. Like I said, people in government, employees with security clearances, military personnel, they want to believe in UFOs so much, and they want to impress their fellow ufologists that they create this fantasy world where they know more than anybody else. You know, they know, they've seen evidence. And I'll show you the evidence, but I'm not going to show you right now. This has happened over and over. And no, there's nothing there. You could turn these military bases upside and down, and you could turn Area 51 outside and in, not find anything, not find any evidence of reverse engineering or anything. You know, I did see something interesting on A&E, I think. A&E was about Area 51, and people were standing outside the compound looking in, and this fireball came across the sky on a flight-level path. It wasn't a meteor, a flight-level path soaring through the sky. They were going, oh, my God, look at this. And I only saw that footage once. I never saw it again. But I don't think it had anything to do with Area 51. I think maybe the collective psyche was giving them a manifestation of their hopes to see a UFO coming up from Area 51. But it was a strange footage. And I've never seen it since. I'm going to have to Google that, too, and see what see if I can find a footage of that.
Of course, we really can't use Google for research. Why don't we go to the microfilm? Let's go to the microfilm. Oh, wait a minute. They don't use microfilm anymore. Or do they? Do they still do microfilm? I haven't kept up with that, Tim and Dennis. Are they using microfilm? We've got a lot more to talk about. Dennis Stamey joining us. Somebody who I hadn't heard from in 50 years, and one day he shows up. And a few weeks later, he's on the show. You see, if you knew me 50 years ago and you want to be on the show, contact me. With Gene and Dennis and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The confirmed death toll in Hawaii's wildfires has climbed to 89 as of last night. It is now the deadliest fire in the U.S. in over 100 years. Donald Trump is making the rounds. He was at the Iowa State Fair yesterday, drumming up support from voters. President Biden will be in Wisconsin this week. Biden scheduled to visit Milwaukee Tuesday night, 8 days before the Republican presidential candidates gather there for the first debate of the 2024 election cycle. A flash mob robbery under investigation in L.A. The LAPD says a mob of 30 to 50 people entered the Nordstrom there and began to ransack the store, stealing between $60,000 and $100,000 worth of merchandise. Toyota recalling nearly 170,000 new models Tundra pickup trucks to fix a problem with the fuel line. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Dennis Stamey, define rabbit hole for me. Is this something where you believe something that isn't there? You're making it all up? What?
You get caught up in this weird belief system, and you know, it happened to me too. Happened really to all of us. I got caught up in a belief system when I started, you know, reading about UFOs. I still am sort of in a belief system, but not as much. Yeah, I believe UFOs were extraterrestrial. I thought the men in black were going to be knocking on the door. I knew friends who call it whatever, who had visits by men in black or had strange phone calls, which they probably didn't. I saw UFOs. I never saw anything. Never had anything unusual happen to me. Yeah, it's basically you're going down into a belief system that's gonna be hard to get out of, and you fantasize about stuff. You think you're under surveillance. You think UFOs are flying around your house. You know, there was this guy who was putting out a mimeograph. Northern California, he was like a survivalist, so to speak. And he became interested in UFOs. I got hold of his, he was interested in Tolkien and also interested in, you know, nature and all this. Then he became interested in UFOs. I used to read his, I don't know how I got hold of his little bulletin or newsletter or whatever. Then he got interested in UFOs and he's claiming the men in black pursued him on the highway, and again, somebody who fell through the rabbit hole. I'm sure it was just paranoia. Maybe he was making it up, but he wanted to impress his new UFO friends. And basically down a rabbit hole. You're entering into a belief system that can become dangerous because you believe, begin to fantasize. Like Bob Lazar and David Adair, Emory Smith, fell down a rabbit hole. Suddenly they believe all this incredible garbage that you know didn't happen. But that comes to the point where they believe it. They believe they've seen aliens. They've seen reverse engineering. They performed autopsies on aliens. They just go into this psychedelic wonder world. And I don't know if I'm articulating that very well, but I think that happens to a lot of us. And then also in the field of the paranormal. Like these ghost hunters, they go into houses and they swear that ghosts are around them, and they can see shadows moving around, and ghosts will haunt them when they get home. You know, they just go into this, you know. So it happens not only to ufologists, but anyone interested in who gets involved in the paranormal, you know.
Well, what about the types of cases that you cover in your book? I mean, the phantom slashers, the shooters and stabbers, because in a lot of these cases, nobody is really injured unless you're an animal. Do you think that this is a case where a community starts to build up a belief system, and then any kind of knock on the door is a phantom slasher?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Of course, with the phantom sniper, there is evidence, but you know, they could be copycat snipers. As far as the Rippers, the city was that town that was in England, 1938, but finally, these girls started slashing themselves to get attention, to get attention from their boyfriends or whatever. They thought they weren't being getting attention at home. So, hey, I was attacked by the Ripper. Look at me, you know. Let me say this, something else. Okay, the Ripper, he struck in 38. And that was right after there was a, this was right, okay, talking about the collective psyche and it, the manifestations in the air, their hopes and aspirations, their fears, the Zeppelins of 1913, Mr. Planes of 1915, 1918. I'm amazed there wasn't a flap of mysterious planes in 38 or 39, which kind of, you know, sort of negates my theory, but there was a series of spontaneous human combustion in England, in cities in England, in 1938. Very mysterious. People just catching fire for no reason. Then came the slasher.
Do you find that has happened at other, you know, focal points for, you know, the kind of things that you're writing about, that, you know, there'll be, say, like, you know, a poltergeist outbreak, and then there'll be, you know, slashers or, you know, mutilations, things like that?
There was a poltergeist outbreak in Canada followed by a sniper. Like I said, I don't have my book with me. I should have researched all this. You can look up, this was 1952, I think. 52 or 54, maybe the same year as the windshield phenomena in Washington. But there was a poltergeist outbreak in one, and then nearby a phantom sniper started striking. So, but all this stuff is related, because it all stems from the same source, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, like a psychologist would go and say, well, it's mass hysteria.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So what's the difference between, say, like then mass hysteria and what you're talking about?
Probably evidence. I mean, mass hysteria is not going to create slugs in glass. It's not going to rip people's clothes. Like I said, with this 38 ripper, girls were slashing themselves toward the end. It was mass hysteria. With the gasser, yeah, people imagining they were being asphyxiated, but probably they weren't. But initially there was something mysterious going on. Yeah, that's what the skeptical inquirer would infer, that it was all mass hysteria. It didn't start out that way, but yet it ended up as mass hysteria. People get paranoid. I mean, you think you're the sniper around the corner, a slasher, or whatever. Yeah.
Well, you know, it also makes me think about the, I think it was like, you know, what, the late 80s, early 90s, satanic scares, where people were seeing satanic cults in every daycare center and with all kinds of wild rumors circulating in towns. I mean, and there was even cases where poor innocent people were arrested and convicted on just the most spurious of testimonies. And I mean, that I remember that swept across the country, and I mean, even, you know, in Europe as well.
Yeah, that's an example apparently of mass hysteria. There's a mass hysteria when kids some school in where was this? Kids had screaming fits. Was Johannesburg, I think. Kids had screaming fits in a school. You know, we hear about cases of kids getting sick in school after lunch, but they find nothing in the food that could have made them sick. That happens on and off.
We're going to continue with Dennis, Gene, and Tim with more to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
By the way, folks, Dennis Stamey will continue hanging with us for the After the Paracast podcast, available exclusively for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. Check the Paracast.plus for more. We're talking about lots of paranormal subjects. His book is Mysterious Snipers, Slashers, and Animal Rippers. Let me do that. Animal Rippers. Does that sound better? More impressive? A history of paranormal assailants. Now, Dennis, you also write fiction books. Can you tell us briefly about them?
Well, it started, I had a friend at work who was writing fiction, and I said, you know what, I think I might like to do this. It was some weird story about a town possessed by evil spirits, whatever, which was okay. Then I wrote two others, one about a gang of cats, the East Street Billy Boys, about a cat gang who was fighting a rival gang, and they had a newcomer from the suburbs. He ends up being the hero. It's really kind of a kid's book. The Hoodoo Kid, which I thought was my best effort, about a kid, a poor black kid in Louisiana in 1914, during World War I, and he and his dog can sniff out spirits of the dead that they can't find a place in heaven or hell. I got this idea from the Creedence Clearwater song, Born on the Bayou, which says, talks about his hound dog sniffing for hoodoos, having word for ghosts. And I talked about people who were from Louisiana, and they never heard anything about that. But anyway, I wrote the book, and he makes a deal with death itself. And it's one of my best, it's really my best story. Then I wrote a sword and sorcery series, which went over like the Hindenburg, got bad reviews. Wrote a book about a Japanese detective, set again in 1918. Which I thought was decent. He fights the criminal gang trying to take over Tokyo. It's called, Death Has Sharp Teeth. They wrote a cyberpunk novel. I didn't realize it was cyberpunk until I wrote it. I didn't know what cyberpunk was. I realized, and I finally found out it was a dystopian society with an anti-hero. It's called The City at the Edge of Forever. That was the last fiction I wrote. I wrote 15 in all, 15 books in all. Some good, some terrible. I wrote another story about a young guy who wants to be a Japanese, or, you know, that goes to the samurai warrior, comes to him and trains him because he wants to revenge another, wants to revenge his death. It's not too bad of a story. But I've quit writing, I ceased writing fiction. After this, Phantom Snipers, I didn't write anything. I got interested in working out. I work out like an hour and a half to 2 hours a day in my hot garage where during this Texas heat it gets up to 100 degrees and I'm sweating like heck. And before I started 6 years ago, before I started, I was scrawny. Now I got big biker arms. But with working out, if anybody wants to work out, the key is consistency. Work out at least 6 times a day. Well, not at least 5 times a day. I've taken steroids. I took them only once. I didn't do that much. Gains were minimal. I took SARMs, which is legitimate. Yeah, it built me up. And I took some artificial designer steroids, which are legal. Kind of built me up. But I want to have a Rambo 3 physique, even at my age. So I may have to get some cutting steroid to really cut what little fat I have and just get a lean. That's what I've been doing. I got into, well, I was doing weight training and all that while I was writing a book, but I got into it hot and heavy after that, boxing and all that. And I look 20 years younger than what I should be, and I feel great, except for my knees. I tore my knees up playing sports, running and all that. But, you know, that's kind of my passion right now. But I do plan to write another book, or for the moment, maybe in the fall, create a blog, put all my articles in this, and from that, you know, compile them into a book down the road. Like I said, I'm doing extensive research. I found the British newspaper archives, which have newspapers from all over England from 1700 to present. And you can have doing research on the airships, mystery planes, but everything is out there on the internet. I mean, this is not 10,000 D.C. If you want to do serious research, go to the net. The days of, well, go to the library, too, because you're not going to find books you can download on the internet. But go to the library also. The internet will direct you to the sources. And
well, plus also, you know, the Google and other internet search engines. There are other internet search engines, aren't there? Anyway. You know, Google, if you're looking for something that happened in the past, a lot of times it's to be difficult prying it out of Google because it tends to want to go to the most recent cases. I mean, just recently I was doing some research on something that happened back in the 20s. Well, it just so happens that the case resembled some of the more recent cases, and that's all Google would come up with, stuff that happened within like the past 5 years. So, I mean, there's something to be said about going to the library and searching through microfiche to find really what you're looking for.
Well, yeah, as far as newspaper articles, yeah. But then you can query the libraries via email, and they'll download you an article. Sometimes you have to pay for it. Now they have there's just your website. Yes, you have to subscribe. But I found articles just today on tons of articles on airships, on the UFO mystery, an article on the Men in Black, a history of the Men in Black, which they equate with the stories about the devil. What is that article?
Okay, Dennis Stamey, for those who want to know more about the things you've done, where to contact you, and what you might be working on, where do they check you out?
Well, they can go to Facebook, or they can buy my book online. And please give me at least a fair review. Don't be like this other UFO nitwit and lie. Because this is really hurting my reputation. What, this guy is nothing but a troll. I've been trolled before on Reddit and Goodreads. I think, I'm sure it was the same guy. So it was a fantasy writer. He was on Reddit.
So we find you on Facebook. You don't have a website now, though.
Not as of now. No, I don't. I'm going to have to make one. Like I said, I'm going to try and make a blog. Maybe that's in the fall. Right now, just Facebook.
Okay, sure thing. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, or X. It's X now, not Twitter. I can't believe that. Or Threads, if you look for the PowerCast. You can also get branded merchandise if you go to the PowerCast.store or the PowerCast.shop. This includes four logos to choose from, and we offer the PowerCast Plus. Check the PowerCast.plus where you get this show free of the network ads. That means the network ads aren't there, better quality audio. We also offer the exclusive After the PowerCast podcast where we'll hear more from Dennis Stamey this week. We're offering a special deal. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, you get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions to the PowerCast Plus at theparacast.plus. Dennis Stamey, glad to hear from you after so many thousands of years. Thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
Okay, ready? Okay, yeah, it's been a real honor to be on this program podcast. I don't have a speaking voice, as you can tell. I have a tendency to slur my words. Maybe it's from my North Carolina accent. But yeah, I enjoyed it. Got a lot to talk about. Hope your audience will check out my book. Realize that some of it wasn't from Google searches, but my next one will be.
PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.